Hugh Seide was Time magazine's White House correspondent for nearly 50 years and was on the press bus when the fatal shots were fired.
I remember lounging in the bus, watching Kennedy's car go around the curb up ahead.
Shortly after the assassination, reporter Lee Klein interviewed Seide at the family's newspaper office in Greenfield.
Actually, there's almost a physical reaction. Your stomach or something tightens up. I remember seeing this strange tableau down below where women were lying on the ground and men were had their arms around their families. I remember one man sitting on the curb pounding the ground just out of frustration. Obviously something was wrong, and we immediately then began to sense that perhaps he'd been shot.
Hugh Seide later became personal friends with Presidents Reagan and George H.W. Bush. He died on this date 8 years ago, one day before the anniversary of his biggest story. I'm Rick Fredrickson, Iowa Public Radio News.